Good morning. A slow-moving front pushed from north to south through most of interior New York and New England yesterday. Behind the front, drier, cooler air flowed in with a northeast breeze. That front has stalled out on a line from about New York City to Binghamton up toward Syracuse, then westbound toward Buffalo. To the south and west of this line, the warmer and increasingly more humid air resides. To the north and east, in eastern New York and most of New England, the dew points are still reasonably low. The battle zone along the front is where we find showers this morning, primarily in the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks. These showers are moving steadily eastward and will be across eastern New York and a good chunk of New England into the morning drive. Eventually, as the showers pass, we'll dry things out for the middle of the day, and that front will continue to progress slowly back through the region from south to north. So most of the area will get back into some humidity today as high temperatures reach into the lower 70s on average. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where jet stream energy will be heading in. As it slices into the increasingly more humid environment, we run the risk at more showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon through the evening. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy downpours. This activity will tend to diminish a bit after dark tonight, and we will still see plenty of clouds and at least a chance of a shower overnight. With areas of fog developing, temperatures will be back into the lower 60s. Behind this system, a northwest breeze will develop tomorrow, keeping it mostly dry. Still, some energy in the atmosphere could produce a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm, but mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and highs bouncing back to 80. High pressure should keep it dry for the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and back into the mid-80s. Another disturbance will then approach by the end of the day Sunday and arrive on Monday and last into Tuesday. So the first 2 days of next week will feature scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs for both Monday and Tuesday will be in the lower to mid-80s. After that, it looks like a ridge of high pressure will build in for the middle of next week, and by Wednesday, we'll be back into the mid and upper 80s with a chance of a thunderstorm on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Mid-Atlantic region. At least some heating will encourage moderate to locally strong instability to develop by early afternoon in this region, along with a moist low-level air mass present as we get into the afternoon. Effective bulk shear values of 25 to 40 knots will produce multicells, although a few marginal supercell structures may be noted as well. Warmer air aloft should limit a substantial threat for large hail, with strong to damaging winds the primary severe risk as moderately enhanced mid-level winds accelerate to the surface in convective downdrafts. Meanwhile, very hot temperatures will continue over portions of the plains and in the mid-Atlantic region, where high temperatures will reach about to 100 degrees. Heat advisories have been issued for eastern Virginia and North Carolina, where the combination of heat and humidity will make it feel like it's between 105 and 108 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 48 degrees with a south wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 60, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, lower 70s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers, mid-60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 71. That's 1 degree below normal. 0.13 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.56 inches, and 25.59 inches for the year, which is 5.31 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 99, set in 1995, and the record low, 49, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m. 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll have rounds of showers this morning and this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms as well. Some dry weather in between will lead to temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, showers this morning, then a stretch of dry weather and mostly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 70s in the middle of the day, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late today and tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning, then partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and into the evening with lows overnight in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers this morning, then a stretch of dry weather through the middle of the day. More scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and into the evening with highs in the lower 70s. A scattered shower or storm tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning with sunshine mixing in the afternoon. A scattered shower or thunderstorm just passing through near 80. A mix of sun and clouds mid-80s Sunday. Scattered showers and storms on Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. Mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, and a scattered shower or storm Thursday, back into the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.